Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. When he was in town to perform with the Philadelphia Orchestra, pianist Stephen Huff talked with me about his various interests, including composing.
Now, in this age of specialization, you do a lot of other things. You blog for The Telegraph.
Yeah.
And your bio there says, concert pianist, writer of words and music, governor of Royal Ballet Companies, theology, art, poetry, perfume, and puddings.
Right. There's just a few of my interests there. I mean, obviously playing the piano is central. Very much for me in a second or central place is composing. I write a lot of music. In fact, I was just talking to a player in the orchestra today who's from the Colorado Symphony, and they're recording my mass later this year with Andrew Litton, so I'm very excited about that. And words, I write this blog. I've written now 550 or so different little mini essays for them over the last 5 years on all sorts of subjects. Today, I wrote something about Scottish independence. You know, there's a referendum this year where Scotland will decide whether it wants to be independent from the rest of the UK. So, in fact, the UK will cease to exist. I've written about all sorts of different things and enjoy engaging in that way with religion and politics. I mean, I've chosen controversial subjects, but the whole aim with the blog is to find common ground, is to find ways of reconciliation, ways of agreeing with people, finding areas where even if you seem to be enemies, you can actually find ways of becoming friends again. That's a bit of a sort of obsession with me. I hate bringing up controversy for the sake of it or to create more friction. So that's just some thoughts.
Can I ask you a little bit about your composing?
Yeah.
As a performer, are you drawn to certain repertoire? And then as a composer, are there certain people who influence you?
Actually, the composers that have most influenced me in that when I hear their music, I feel most stimulated to write. Well, some of them, Janáček would be one, Britten would be another, Poulenc in some ways. There's not really any logic behind that. They're just people that when I hear their music, it makes me want to write. I've recorded Britten, but I don't play any Britten. I don't play the piano concerto, for instance, and Poulenc very little. So, and Janáček, I have made a CD recently of works of his, but he's not central to my performing repertoire. So the two things are quite different. And at one point, I thought I didn't want to write piano music because I didn't want to write for myself. I wanted to write for other instruments, other people. But I have actually weakened because I had a couple of commissions. So I wrote two piano sonatas over the last couple of years, and I'm writing a third now for the Barbican 2015. So, and I've recorded the first two sonatas.
So you're expressing yourself in words and with music, and I understand you also paint.
That's very much a private little thing that I don't like anyone to see, or it's all hidden away. I mean, that's just, that's truly a hobby. I don't think of that in any professional sense.
Well, I was wondering if these different ways of looking at the world or expressing yourself through words and then through music, through images or however, yeah, if they inform one another and change the way you pursue each of them. Do you know what I mean?
I think they do. I think there's a sort of common source of artistic inspiration behind them. I feel that I've just got too much energy inside. That playing the piano alone isn't enough to release everything that's there. And I find that when I write music, I play music differently. With painting, I'm very interested in texture and in transparency. And those are two things on the piano that interest me very much. I don't like piano playing that's thick and colorless. Well, I suppose nobody likes piano playing that's colorless, but it's to use the pedal as a tool of transparency and of character and hearing inner voice as counterpoint. I think one of the piano's great glories is that it can be like an orchestra. You know, you can have many different strands, and that fascinates me. And so that, I suppose, is related to painting. And also with words, I love the way words imply things, the way poetry says more than the sum of its parts, how certain words have a certain ring to them. Even the word ring has a marvelous sound. It sounds a little bit like what it's describing. So, yeah, I think all of these things blend and blur into a kind of wonder at how wonderful it is living in this on this planet, you know, with all of its extraordinary complexity and even tragedy and this, you know, this feeling of a common experience that all of us human beings have. You know, it's we are a great big crazy family.
So if you have an idea that you want to express, you may express it in music or in words or some other way, depending on what seems right at the time.
Yeah, I think musically it's more abstract. I mean, I think if I want to write about a particular topic, like writing about Scottish independence, for instance, I wouldn't see that in musical terms. But within writing a piece, with my second piano sonata, I wanted to create some very particular emotional responses from an audience. There's a juxtaposition, well, it's quite complicated to describe it, but it's called Notturno Luminoso, so nocturne light. It's about night, about lights at night, but not the moon on the lake, but the lights in a city, or the sort of alienation of loneliness in at late night. And there's an idea of sharps, which is about light, of flats, which is about darkness, and then most of the piece, two-thirds of the piece, just using the white notes to describe a kind of blankness, an alienation, a looking past something, a confusion. And so the way the dark motive of flats and the natural collide with each other, and it's like a sort of patchwork, really, I hope creates a sort of feeling of it, there's an intense emotion with the black notes, and then it goes to blankness. And so I'm actually trying to play with the emotions there. And when eventually you hear the flat motive music in full, I wanted it to be almost too much emotionally, so that there's a sort of emotional theme that just comes back again and again. It layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, and then the whole thing breaks down and you hear the first theme on the white notes again. So just how music can create these things that you almost can't describe in words, but the emotions that are behind them. So I suppose that would be similar to what you were asking.
It sounds as if, though some people might be surprised that you do so many different things and that you're interested in writing about Scottish independence, for example, and that you are a concert pianist who plays all over the world and you compose, it sounds, though, as if you believe that that's kind of important to be engaged in life in all its aspects for your art.
Oh, I think so. I don't think you can live your life in a practice room, really. I think you have to spend an awful lot of time in the practice room. And none of this is suggesting being a dilettante or a sort of, well, amateur's not the right word, because I think amateur's a lovely word because it means to love, from amore. So that's not what I mean, really. But yeah, what I think you need to, certainly to play the piano, you need to spend an awful lot of time physically doing it, just like you do if you're playing tennis. You can have a wonderful eye, you can be in good condition, but you need to train. And I think it's the same with any musical instrument. But I think also outside of that, I just want to feel when I come onto the stage to play that there's some sort of communication going on with the audience. I don't mean any kind of lowering of boundaries. I think I quite like the formal aspect of concerts, actually. I don't think that coming out and just chit-chatting with an audience is always the best thing, especially not in a hall of this size. I think there are occasions when it's nice to talk to the audience in that way. But it's the music communicating. It's the sense that people have come to the hall to be uplifted, to be entertained, for all sorts of reasons. And, you know, I come out here, I've traveled a long way from the little village where I was born to play this piece for this audience here in Philadelphia. And so I want to feel that we have a very intimate connection for the 40 minutes that is the length of the piece.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.